Approaching a difficult situation can be harmful if you're not prepared. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anne Marie Cano, professor in the Department of Psychology at Wayne State University, discusses a mindful way to brave the storm.
What do speaking to someone with excruciating pain, meeting with difficult coworkers, or talking about politics with extended family members have in common? Social science research suggests that, without a strategy, people in these situations often react impulsively and respond in ways that harm their relationships, as well as their own and their conversation partner's well-being. But there are tools that people can use to enter into these conversations in a way that benefits everyone involved. The key is something called relational flexibility, which is the ability to interact with another person, fully attending to the present moment, and responding empathically in a way that serves one's own and one's partner's values. Let's break this down. Attending to the present moment, also known as mindfulness, allows us to recognize our thoughts and feelings before we respond, so we can choose an empathic response. An empathic response indicates that we are letting others know that we take their thoughts and feelings seriously, even if we disagree with their rationale. Simple reflections like, "Sounds like you're really upset," or questions like, "Can you tell me more about what you mean?" convey acceptance of the other person. Remember, too, that you and your conversation partner likely share a value about what's important in life beyond this conversation. You might share the desire to be accepted or appreciated, or you share a desire to make the world a better place. Connecting on a shared value can help you achieve some common ground and build a foundation for future conversations. So try practicing these tools the next time you're speaking with someone and see the difference they make.
That was Anne Marie Cano of Wayne State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.